Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Reel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Davis reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. There goes Cobb trying to get to home. Stone throws the ball into Hayworth, who tags Cobb, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Geringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Geringer hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-1 in the game. Real hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Walker moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Hayworth moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the mound. Uhel catches it and throws to first to double up Myatt. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 0-for-2 in the game. Reel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Stone reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Geringer is walked intentionally. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 0-for-3 in the game. Reel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nolan Richardson now playing third base. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Ed Montague. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp now playing second base. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.